Chapter 12. In our society, it is just exactly reversed. If a man has felt it incumbent on him to be continent during his bachelorhood, then always after he is married he feels it no longer necessary to restrain himself. You see, the wedding journeys, this retirement to solitude which young people with the sanction of their parents practice, are nothing else than a sanction for lewdness. But the moral law, when it is broken, brings its own punishment. In spite of all my endeavours to make my honeymoon a success, it was a failure. The whole time was merely vile, shameful, and tiresome. But very soon it became also painfully oppressive. This state of things began almost at the first. I think it was on the third or fourth day I found my wife depressed, and I began to inquire what was the matter, began to put my arms around her, which I supposed was all she could possibly desire. But she pushed away my arm and burst into tears. What was it? She could not tell me. But she was depressed and downhearted. Probably her highly wrought nerves whispered to her the truth as to the ignominy of our relations. But she could not tell me. I began to question her. She said something about being homesick for her mother. It seemed to me that this was not the truth. I tried to console her, but said nothing about her mother. I did not realize that she was simply bored, and that her mother was merely a pretext. But she immediately complained because I said nothing about her mother, as if I did not believe her. She told me that she could see I did not love her. I accused her of caprice, and immediately her face changed. In place of melancholy appeared exasperation, and she began in the bitterest terms to charge me with egotism and cruelty.